Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. Today is your day. What's up, friends? This is episode 44 of Heezy Life titled Mind Management. We manage all sorts of things in our lives. We manage our time, our health, our finances, and our relationships. But how often do we really think about managing our mind? And what does that even mean? Let me start us off with a quote by Bodhi Sanders that says, "When you react, you let others control you. When you respond, you are in control." That control is mind management. Fundamentally, it is understanding that you have a choice, that you are in control. It's so easy to feel out of control, to feel like you're just caught up in this whirlwind of life, moving back and forth from one emergency to the next and one to-do list to your next thing and just like blah, everything. But friends, we cannot give in that easily. We have to fight to stay in control of our minds, to stay in control of our lives. I know this is easier said than done because I have really been struggling with this, particularly in regards to motivation. My motivation has been so low this past week, and that is super unlike me. I love doing things. I crave action, and I dwell on the satisfaction of achievement. If I could just check off to-do list every day, that would be my heaven. I think that's what heaven is like for me. But sometimes I go too far. I overcommit, I work too much, and I just get out of sync. I'm unbalanced and I get burnt out. Who out there can relate to that? I'm sure everyone. I mean, it is crazy how often we get burnt out in life. We all experience burnout, days or even weeks when you just don't feel like doing anything. For me, those days are so frustrating because I want to perform, but my body is having this physical response that just says no. Nope, nope, nobody, nope, nope, like not doing anything. I also get frustrated because I'm trying to focus this year on doing less frequent, more intentional things. Basically, creating more space in my life. Space to slow down, to focus, to think, to breathe, and to savor each moment, really enjoying my life. Most days, I totally miss the mark. But I want to share with you something very interesting that happened last week. I came home from work super drained and was literally about to fall on my face, like into my bed and cry and go to sleep at 6 p.m. But I didn't. Instead, I started cooking, I ate a snack, which normally most of my problems come from being hangry. But then I sat down on the couch, kind of stared at the wall, and started writing this podcast. And then all of a sudden, I felt so much better. I felt energetic and excited. What changed? How could I go from literally dragging my feet to having a pep in my step in just a moment? What I changed was my mind. Instead of wallowing around, overwhelmed, drained, lying on the couch, drinking a bottle of wine, shoving food in my face, I refocused my energy. I channeled my energy into something positive and productive. I focused here, on this podcast, on you. And it changed everything, just like that. I mean, this is crazy. Like, I cannot make this up because I'm a bad liar, but this is for real. A real life example of life change. I mean, woohoo, go us. We can have control over our lives. Do you believe that? Do you believe that you have the power to change your life? I hope you do. Because the truth is, you do. You have the ability. You can change no matter what is going on. You always have the opportunity to make your life different, to do something that is going to push you forward and push you towards the life that you really want. Your mind is a seed of action in your life. What you think really does become reality. Laura Gasson quotes, "Be careful of your thoughts. They may become words at any moment." What have you been saying about your relationships, about your health, your finances, your energy? Tony Robbins talks about negative emotions and how they are a signal that change is needed. Listen to your words and notice your emotions because that is the best indication of how you are doing with your mind management. Take this seriously because you are literally creating your life thought by thought. You have the power to create change in your life. go make it happen. I love you guys. Thank you for being so incredibly awesome and for choosing hard things now so that you can live easy later. You inspire me. Great things are coming your way, and you got this. Thank you so much for listening this week. I'd love to hear more about how your journey towards a easy living is going. Connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, or visit my website at easy.life. Have a great week, and keep it easy, my friends.